Businessman Donald Trump won with ease in New Hampshire's GOP presidential primary last night. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, Trump channeled the frustration of an electorate hungry for change to top a Republican field crowded with politicians of more typical pedigree.
Donald Trump was effusive as he praised the state that gave him his first win and made it a big one.
I have so many friends up here, and they are special, special people. So, New Hampshire, I want to thank you. You started it. Remember, you started it.
Trump's top local backers were quick to seize on his 19-point victory as proof he's remaking the Republican Party.
There's a revolution going on.
That's Trump's New Hampshire co-chairman, Steve Stepanak.
Donald Trump is attracting Democrats, Republicans, independents, young people, old people, women, men, right across the board.
The precise makeup of Donald Trump's winning coalition is unknowable, but the sweep of his win was vast. Trump won big in suburban Salem, blue-collar Claremont, and liberal Keene. The victory also put to rest a number of lingering questions. Would Trump supporters who've packed his rallies show up to vote? Could Trump win over New Hampshire while rejecting the retail-style politics that typify presidential campaigns here? And would Trump have the last laugh after thumbing his nose at the Republican establishment? Yes, yes, and yes, apparently. Joe Kelly Lavasser is a Manchester alderman.
There's not one major political guy here. Did you notice that?
That just tells you something right there, man.
I'm new to politics. I have never done this ever before. I jumped on board at first because I couldn't stand the idea of the Clintons being back in the White House.
The Sandy Homansies of the world, he's a campaign volunteer who's worked every event Trump has had here. They were everywhere.
I like the idea of Donald Trump because he's a businessman. Excuse me, I know you're recording me, but take the f***ing politics out of it. I want to tell you, I want to share my heart with you and tell you that this is a good thing.
It was certainly a good win, even if Trump benefited from a large field that split the establishment vote. As Trump sets his sights beyond New Hampshire, he assured supporters there'll be more wins to come.
And we're going to win so much. You are going to be so happy. We are going to make America so great again, maybe greater than ever before. I love you all. Thank you, New Hampshire. Thank you. Thank you, New Hampshire. Thank you.
Trump's next chance for victory comes in 10 days when voters head to the polls in South Carolina. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.